Suggested programming. You are now listening to B Movies and Beyond.
Man, you got all the control.
You can't stop me. I can do this.
What the heck? I didn't.
See what happens when you're from home? Madness!
That was pretty impressive.
Start playing another music.
That was cool. Welcome in, everyone, to B Movies and Beyond. This is COVID edition for me, anyway.
Still?
I guess. I was just talking to Evan about the COVID and how long it takes, and I'm still testing positive. It's weird for rapid tests, so I guess that means I'm still contagious. I don't know. Who knows? Who cares? I'm over it.
I just read
that.
I got
the COVID. I'm done.
Well, you know, Peter, we wish you the best. And
thank you.
Thank you for taking your quarantine suit off for this episode. And
it'd be too crinkly.
Yeah. If you could wear it, I would just love to see the fogged up mask and just hear the. Oh, dude, I don't have my news segment ready. Shoot, I don't even know where my news feeds are. Peter,
Man,
thanks
shit,
for joining
about
us.
About this before we started.
I know. Thanks. Look, we got like weird, like neo space stuff going on in the background, and words. Dude, there's words.
What's that called?
We're
a Chiron?
Going beyond.
What's that?
Is it called a Chiron? The thing that goes below?
A ticker.
A ticker? I call it a Chiron.
Chiron sounds like a drug you would get at like the CBD store.
I'm okay with that.
We're going to go with that.
Fair enough.
Okay. What they have here, though, is that it's a ticker. And so if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see that we've upgraded a little bit. I'm a little box at the very bottom.
You are.
Everyone
a
else
box.
Is in studio. But I'm excited to be back. We missed everyone last week. Weather and COVID kept us away. So, you know, safety first, guys.
Yeah, I was just safety first. I was talking with Evan before this episode on how I was actively trying to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
I was
trying to get him to come.
Yeah, I was, and that's why I was upset. And
he's very upset.
I was pissed, and it took my co-host for my sports show to be like, "You're an asshole for trying to kill your friend." And then I was like, "But I wasn't trying to kill my friend." And
I was just trying to podcast.
I was just trying to get podcasts done. And, you know, I'm glad you guys are alive.
Thanks. Thanks,
feelings
buddy.
Mutual.
You know, if we all died, we wouldn't have a podcast. It would just be down to you. So
he could do it.
You'd have to figure out all this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have to, like, read down at the bottom and scroll with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could you imagine me like doing a podcast and typing out things to put at the bottom? I would already say it before it's on the bottom.
Remember to like, subscribe, and follow. And then you're typing out all your notes and reading them out loud.
This sounds
every
like
thought
gold.
That would pop. Yeah, every thought that pops into Ryan's head would be documented.
I don't see anything wrong with this.
I don't see anything wrong with this. Evan, thanks for joining me, and thanks for putting your foot down on the ice.
Yes, it was scary, but I did it.
It wasn't even that bad. It was like,
it wasn't bad.
I'm not coming in, and I was like, well, I'm not podcasting.
Oh, no, that day it was bad. Last week it was bad for me. Like, I was sliding around crazy. Today, not that bad.
That was the... Okay, go ahead.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
I just got a question for you. I mean, because I did leave the house. I was, you know, quarantined.
What?
Actually, at that point, I didn't know.
Okay, you're admitting guilt.
I didn't know I had COVID at that time. And I didn't have any symptoms.
Oh, okay.
So I left the house to go pick up some food that we ordered.
Okay.
And, I mean, I was being nice. I wore a mask. I didn't have any close contact with anyone. But it was slick as hell, man. So I don't know what you guys are talking about. Like, I was like, man, I'm glad I wasn't driving to Arvada.
Oh, yeah. That's why I canceled. Partially.
Yeah.
Because I was still available for Skype. I was like, hey, I'll give you guys a loophole.
Yeah, I will say you did open up the door for Skype.
Yeah.
And I shot like, that shit down nope. so quick.
And I'm like, all right, I can walk away
I was
now.
So pissed. So pissed.
Well, you know what the thing was? Back. Yeah, I was like working on a car and I was like, either I'm going to stay here and I'm going to get it all done. I'll probably be by myself. Or I could have went home and did it. I don't know. I wanted to watch the Nuggets game and it was a very good game. And I thank you guys. Thanks for the day.
Thanks for worrying for our safety. That's the bigger person here.
I was the bigger person and the Nuggets won that day and I got a jersey. So I'm happy.
Very nice.
Wait, you went to the game?
No, I just watched it and I made a bet.
Oh, and then you bought
with this. My text said, if the Nuggets win, I'm going to buy an Aaron Gordon jersey. And then who made the last shot? Aaron Gordon. So I had to buy.
You made a bet to yourself.
I do it all the time.
I'm glad you follow through on your own bets.
And that's what you need to know about me, is that I will follow through on my own bet.
I think that's only true when it's against yourself, though, because then you're the main benefactor.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Well, I was going to do a teaser for the rest of the show, but I mean, you're 6 minutes in already. I feel like it's kind of obsolete. So, hey, if you're still with us, we got a great show for everyone. We got some new trailers and news, and we're going to review Daredevil, The Brain, and Bad Candy.
Daredevil?
The Ben Affleck one, of course.
Right. Okay.
It's a movie, not a series.
The ticker just says, remember, like, subscribe, and follow. I don't have quick question on the bottom there. We're learning. We're getting there.
We are learning. Are we getting into a question?
That'd be awesome if at the bottom, it quick question in big letters, it said quick question. And then we had a...
Well, look what will happen.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I keep on thinking of touch a screen.
How? Why? I have so many questions!
Bum, bum.
It does do that last little bum, bum.
Yeah.
I should edit this to quick question, not question.
We're learning!
There you go.
Or quick question, question mark.
I think you should type out question mark, actually.
Can you have the little Mexican question mark, too?
Oh, that's tough.
I don't know what that means.
It's the upside down one. Yeah. In front of quick question.
How do you do that?
I don't know. It's an alt command, I think.
There. Is that good enough? It's coming in my face. Taking that out.
Fine.
I had too much fun with our new system, even though no one's probably going to see this.
Yeah. Do we have a quick question, or are we just talking and playing with this new program?
I like the new program and I like the space on the side. So
what would you do to improve this program?
Be well prepared with it. I would like to have little screens of things that were like trailers and Nicolas Cage and
So adding some animations
and look, churro. I don't know. Okay, going along with the Daredevil thing.
Oh, okay.
You're a superhero, but what's the one of your senses you would get rid of to have a superpower?
Well, okay, if I'm a superhero, I'm doing a shitty job because you already know my secret identity.
Hmm. This is kind of a half-assed question. It's just kind of conjuring up in my brain right now.
Because, okay.
You know, Daredevil.
Those are the best kind of quick questions.
He's blind, but he has all these other abilities.
Okay.
Like he's got a big dick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did not know that was a special ability.
Yeah, it's just normal for all of us, you know, with well endowed. But okay,
if you get splashed with radioactive waste, you get a big dick. It's different for him. Is that what happened to Spider-Man too? Like anyone that develops powers, like they're just like their dick grows.
That could be
the funniest superhero comic. Could you imagine? Man, I lost my sense of taste, but you got this big dick. What do I do with it? All right, so quick question.
So what's the question?
Quick question is, what would you give up with one of your senses? Like, what are your senses? Taste?
For a superpower?
For a superpower, yeah.
Oh, I'd go with basically kick-ass. You can't feel pain.
Feeling.
So, but then emotions? You got to be... Ooh, emotional pain.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, damn it.
What if that was enhanced?
Oh, okay. That's your actual weakness?
You had a superpower, but you were, like, super depressed.
I'm sensitive.
You cry every time you punch someone.
I'm sorry! You're making me do this!
I guess that question could go both ways, because you can have a really enhanced, crappy ability for something good, or you can, like, lose your taste. This is a stupid question. I didn't really think about this one, Peter.
I mean, out of all my senses, I think I would want to have a go is probably a smell. I feel like smell is not that necessary. I really want to taste things because I enjoy food, but smell, whatever.
But your taste goes with your smell. So yeah. If you lose your smell, you lose your taste.
Well, I got superpowers. It's just the smell, not taste.
Actually, I understand why he picked smell, because I've been around him when he ripped ass. And yeah, that is a deadly weapon.
This is the greatest part is that Danielle also got COVID, my wife, and she lost a little bit of her smell and taste recently, and she has not been complaining about my smells.
So that's your way of giving her the test? Like, hey, it's still working? Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Sweetie.
I know you still got COVID.
Once she gets really mad at you, you're like, oh, shit, it's back. She's cured.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I know if they have COVID anymore.
See, I had that happen to me when I had it, but it's like I couldn't – certain smells I couldn't smell at all. Like lighting a match, I actually couldn't smell the sulfur, which was really weird.
Sulfur is a weird smell.
Yeah. But it made cleaning up my kitty litter so much easier.
Oh, see, that's nice.
My kitty litter, not the cat's.
You just shit.
See, almost like having...
Of course.
How's that work out for you?
Yeah, it's a lot of work, actually.
It seems a little backwards.
It is.
Instead of just flushing it down the toilet, you got to go scoop it up and stuff.
Environmental friendly. I'm saving on water.
Yep. Oh, man. Like, see, even like having no smell is almost like a superpower in itself. So,
oh, that's true. Like you could be the ass-smelling man.
What?
And
what kind of superpower is that?
I don't know.
I can get really close to asses.
Well, didn't we say that's how you get rid of COVID? You just lick some butthole?
It was. I did not try this remedy because it wasn't that bad, but...
Peter's like,
I can see other people doing
I'll deal with some COVID for a little bit before looking a butthole.
Man. Yeah, I'm with Peter. Right. I'd go with smell, probably.
I would.
Only if I could choose my smells. Like, if I could have five smells, I'm like, okay, that's good.
I guess I should have started with, like, the counteracting superpower.
Ooh, I can taste, like, everything.
Or, like, if you had a big dick, you couldn't use it. That sucks.
Oh. With great power comes great responsibility.
Could you imagine just, like, flopping it on the table and you're like, all right, do something with it. Actually, that's a problem for like some 50-year-old, 60-year-old men. That's not even a superpower. That's just unfortunate. I don't have that problem.
Are we ready to move on?
I think so.
Are we ready to move on?
Right. We've been away from each other for a week, so we've missed each other.
Yeah. We came terribly unprepared with questions and notes.
Yeah. And you think having 2 weeks we would be better?
Not at all. We've had 5 years.
No, you know what's funny? I was watching my movie and I was like, I was doing notes for the other show and I was like, I'm going to finish notes for B movies. And guess what I did? I didn't do notes for either one of them.
Oh, no, the best part, he didn't even finish his movie until today. Yeah. When I came in, he put on his movie.
It was good. No, it wasn't. Wait, you'll find out later.
All right, so let's get into some trailers.
Here are some exciting coming attractions from
B-Movies and Beyond.
First up.
Trailers.
Woo.
Oh, that was good.
That was like DuckTales.
Okay, why don't you guys tell me about that?
The thing on the bottom?
No, the woohoo.
I just did that. That was my own voice.
For a moment.
But okay, Disney Plus news. Marvel's Moon Knight.
Who?
Moon Knight.
Is that our mascot?
Oscar.
I don't know if it's our mascot. I don't think so.
Can he be our mascot?
I like that. Sure, why not?
Because we have
we can say whatever you want on this.
There's a moon right there, so.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
That was a very awkward way to point to the moon. I can't figure it out. Just right over there.
But, yeah, Marvel's Disney Plus's Moon Knight series has its first trailer. And it looks pretty chaotic.
I like it, but I honestly know nothing about Moon Knight.
I know there's a crow thing that has a long beak.
Okay.
And I know he knows the Punisher.
I swear we watched this trailer.
We did watch it, but it didn't tell me anything. There's Egypt, and Oscar Isaac has a weird, funny British accent. Is he British?
And he's sleepy.
And he's sleepy.
He's very sleepy.
He doesn't know what is going
on. Yeah. And he has to tie himself to a bed. And then my favorite part, though, is Ethan Hawke is a villain.
Who's Ethan Hawke? Is that a new character for Peacemaker? Eagles and archenemy?
Ethan Hawke. I think I just slurred together that is in or is the villain.
What's your slur word?
I blurred it up. Slyke?
Slyke, yeah.
I got lots of slur words. I slur my words all the time.
And you're not even drunk.
Out of everyone here on the podcast tonight, I'm the only one drinking, so.
Yeah, why aren't you drinking?
Yeah, because I didn't have beer.
Did you get him anything?
Yeah. Did you not provide me with alcohol, sir, at the studio?
No.
Okay. Sorry, I yelled.
Whoa.
You had one job!
I like it.
Yeah, this does look interesting.
Don't poke your eye out when you're trying to put your glasses back on.
This does look interesting with Ethan Hawke as the villain. Hawkman. I was like, he's a cult leader just because how he's dressed.
Dude, you know who would have been cooler? Kevin Bacon.
I don't know.
Oh, absolutely. He's a great villain. But Ethan Hawke is really good, too. And I'm really excited because they say he's pretty villainous.
I mean, the only impression I really got from him was he's in his pajamas. And I was like, this is nice. Pajama Man versus Moon Knight. I like this.
Well, I mean, Moon Knight is just, it looks like he's in a very over-the-top pajamas, all white pajamas. So, I mean, come on, it works.
With a hood and
white. Your pajamas don't have hoods?
My robe does.
See? That's what I'm talking about.
He looks like a Mortal Kombat ninja wearing pajamas.
Yeah. I think the series itself looks really cool. Obviously, I'm going to watch it. It looks a little bit more violent than normal, which I think is cool. And it's going to be interesting to see how, like, it almost like there's a mental illness, you know, like aspect to it, because it seems like Oscar Isaac's character, not Moon Knight, doesn't know what's going on. So that's going to be interesting how they play that. But my biggest issue with all this, like with all these Marvel series, is that are we getting like way too many like characters? Like, I mean, there's a lot going on in this MCU now that I don't know how it's all going to mesh together.
Well, I think there's a movie coming out soon that's going to explain all that.
I think you're going to be able to pick and choose what you see.
Yeah.
So you're like, I finally like this character. I'll go look into his 345s.
Like Tom Cruise, Tony Stark?
Yes.
345.
Yeah. Tom Stark. Wait, are you talking about like Tom Doctor Stark. Strange, the Multiverse of Madness, Ryan? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
So are you thinking like a lot of these, like some of these shows are not even in our universe of the MCU, the current one?
Didn't think about that, but now, yeah. That made sense.
Stick to your guns, Ryan.
No, no, no. I mean, like he just brought up a new good point. This might not take place in our universe.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's true. I'm thinking about this because I just recently watched Eternals, and I gotta say, I did not like that movie at all.
What?
Ryan. You're wrong.
No, it was good.
Terrible. It was dumb. I fell asleep.
It had a sex scene.
Barely. If there was actually porn in it, I would like it more.
There was, I think there was, you saw some shoulder blade.
Ooh, my favorite.
It was hot.
Next up, clavicle.
That's how we're going to start scoring things. How much shoulder blade was it?
What's the shoulder blade score on that movie? It's like.
All I'm saying is that I feel like maybe this is the whole correlation, is watching the Eternals and then seeing this trailer, I'm like just a little bit like concerned because they're throwing, like the MCU is just throwing so much shit at you that it might be too much. And I don't know what to do with all of it. I mean, you got She-Hulk coming, you know, probably skipping the news a little bit, is that some of the Marvel shows that were supposed to be slated for this year, 2022, are canceled until late further notice, which I think might actually be a good thing.
Peter, this is what I've been saying the entire time about this multiverse thing.
Wait,
you're finally like coming to my mindset.
No,
welcome.
I've always been on your side that it could be too much. It could be they could totally screw this up. Mm-hmm. So I'm with you, Evan.
Wait, what ones are canceled?
Secret Invasion is postponed. I think they're still filming, but it was supposed to come out this year. And the second season of What If is postponed too.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. All right.
Have it. News!
News.
News.
We got some Batman news.
Oh, God, I'm excited for this.
The first one.
I love it.
Go ahead, Peter.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And I looked at the picture of it, and wow. But I want to buy it.
I know. I kind of wanted one tonight.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. This is marketing genius right here. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
It's the best. I mean, if I could share this on our screen, I would.
I mean, look forward to the Instagram because this is amazing.
Yeah. I'm going to screenshot that and just send that to you guys.
Little Caesars is making a Batman calzone.
Dude, I don't know. Even the pizza is just weird. It's like half pizza, half calzone. What do you eat first?
Yeah.
All of it?
So do you get two calzones and a pizza and sauce?
I don't know. But did anyone actually really think it looked like the bat symbol?
It probably did before they put it in the oven.
I don't think so. No.
Maybe, but that was my when I saw this, I'm like, oh, cool. It's going to look like the Batman symbol. And I open it up. I'm like, what the hell is this? This is like half folded pizza. Like, this doesn't look like a bat at all.
This is actually them just like reimagining the bat symbol. And so Little Caesars has the authority now. So it's brand new, actually. This is the actual bat symbol now.
You know what the true tragedy about this is? It's not $5.
What?
Nah, it's not $5.
$4.
Nope. More. This pizza is more than $5.
$10.
No.
What? It's more than double?
No, it's $7.99.
Well, you gotta pay extra for their $5 pizza that they just cut in a weird way to kind of look like a bat. You gotta pay extra for that.
They cook it in a weird way. They don't cut it.
I think they just spent two extra minutes on this pizza.
It looks like they took like, hey, you gotta cut here and here and fold it in, and hopefully it sticks together, and then they ship it off. Like, that's what it looks like to me.
I want to get one because I don't think it, like, in the picture, it looks like shit. So I think in real life, it's going to look worse.
This is the best picture they had. Yeah. That is a really good point.
You know how, like, you're like, man, that looks really good in commercials. This in photos does not look good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks good. It looks edible, but it's not something where I'm like, oh, man, that's freaking creative.
I think it is. Because, I mean, I never saw a Batman Little Caesars team up.
Yeah, like. Me neither. I mean, I saw a Pizza Hut and Land Before Time team up.
See? Ooh, what if the Noid? We need the Noid back.
The Noid should steal this pizza.
Oh, that'd be good.
Isn't the... No, the Noid is fucking Domino's.
That's why
it?
He should steal this pizza.
Exactly. Corporate takeover. And then Batman Domino's has to save Little Caesars. We're going into the pizza wars of 2022.
Yeah, I bet Domino's would probably actually really... They would cut into the Batman symbol. They wouldn't just fold over some weird shapes and call it, here we go. It's good enough.
Is this a dangerous road to go down? Like, the next Batman, oh, hey, Two-Face is the villain. Now you get a half-and-half pizza.
Why don't they just do little crazy bread sticks in the shape of Batarangs?
Because it's still hard to get them in the shape of Batarangs.
Don't they have cookie cutters?
Yeah, but you gotta put them in the oven. You know how cooking works.
Yeah, but...
Dude, Little Caesars is the cheapest place around. Like, you think they're gonna spend to have a cookie cutter breadsticks?
Hey, no, this pizza's $7.99, okay?
Yeah, for maybe 30 seconds extra of cutting the pizza in a weird way. That's all they're doing.
I think...
Seriously.
Dude, I think this is cheaper than gas station pizza, to be honest with you.
I think it is, actually.
Oh, shit, this one...
It makes me a little concerned about what Batman movie is actually going to be. Like, this is the advertisement that they have to go to. It's like, you know who would be really good at supporting our movie? Little Caesars. I love them.
You know, I am really hoping it goes back to the golden days of product placement.
Oh, yes. I would love to
like,
see...
Like, Batman, Pepsi.
Could you imagine
That's Batman? What he has delivered to the Batcave is Little Caesars.
Exactly. Well, no, because it's a secret cave, he'd have to go pick up.
That's true. Meet me at that fold down, road closed sign.
Yeah.
Pass the money in the sewer. Pass a pizza in the sewer. Money will come out the top, a la turtle.
Oh, I'm sorry, you said 30 minutes or less.
You're 10 minutes too late, dude. That was Domino's, too.
Oh, God.
What? And you know what the fucked up thing was? Pizza Hut was their sponsor. But Domino's...
Same.
Oh my gosh, pizza. You guys got to figure out your movie tie-ins. Sorry. And dude, if you look at the Little Caesars calzone pizza, it's just the Batman pizza with two of the things unfolded. So they really half-assed this.
That's what I'm telling you.
Brilliant. It's brilliant. People will buy the Batman brand.
Yes, I will.
Well, looking forward to Little Caesars in your future.
I know, lots of it. Is there one by you? I can't find one around here. I was almost going to get us Little Caesars.
Oh, the only one I think of is that one by Waterworld.
You know what?
Yeah.
If this pizza's available next week and we're all in studio, we're getting Batman pizza. Mark my words.
Sweet.
I'll be back next week.
All right.
I'm leaving the house. COVID or no COVID, I'm leaving. I'm done.
All right, more on the Batman news.
Yeah, speaking of Batman, apparently this movie is going to be 4 hours long.
What did Peter Jackson do? Did he put his hands in this?
He put his hands in the pizza jar.
No. I mean, hey, if this is 4 hours of good movie, I'm okay with this.
Yeah, I would watch 4 hours of Batman.
But not in one sitting. Like, I'd want an intermission and a nap.
3:45s.
That doesn't add up to 4 hours, though.
How many hours is that?
That's like, what? Math is hard. You know this. Why you got to put me on the spot? I do spelling!
How many hours? Okay, so if there's 60 minutes in an hour, that's 240 minutes. 45 times 3. Okay. Yeah, it's less than 4 hours.
Did you just say what it was?
Okay, 240 minutes in 4 hours, and then if there's 3:45s, is 1:35. So how many 240 minus 1:30? So we need an extra 105 minutes.
So how many 45s is that?
Fuck, probably 4:45s.
Yep, 4:45.
Nope, it's more.
With a little bit
it's
extra.
Four point something.
It's almost 6:45s. This movie's 6:45s. Jesus.
This is perfect.
How many miniseries is this?
That's not true, though. I heard they did a cut that they showed people at 4 hours, and then they have whittled it down to, like, I think 3 hours or just under 3 hours.
I want the 4 hour cut.
I'm sure it will come out eventually, the director's cut. I mean, they know what happened with Zack Snyder's, but I mean, 4 hours, that's a little much, man. There needs to be an intermission if you're going to have that at a movie theater.
Mm-hmm. You know what they should do? Because now that I mathed it properly, because I'm smart, this is the length of the
math
book
is
of
so good.
Math is so hard. this is the length of Book of Boba Fett. Each one of these episodes is 45 minutes long, and there's 6 episodes. Well, there's 7, but if you... I can't spoil it. Anyway, this is a mini-series. So why didn't this just go to HBO Max? Oh, I'm sorry. They want to make billions of dollars, not just millions.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Later, the 4-hour cut is going to be on HBO Max.
I'm okay with that.
Me too.
Me three, and let's move on.
We should just have this for whenever Peter's just dicking around with the things.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
And then you can just remember to like, subscribe, and follow.
Yeah, like it says on the, what'd you call it, the Kratos?
Chiron, I think.
Kratom?
Kratom? What?
Gramunda cheese?
Why are you bringing up cheese? Did we just talk about pizza too much? Are you just hungry right now?
You know what? That's what you guys should do, is you should support the show, rate, subscribe, review, B-Movies Beyond, bmoviesbeyond.com. On the Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebook, you can see all the crap we put on there. If you subscribe and do all this stuff, then we get money so we can get pizza. Batman pizza.
Yes. Send your pictures of your bad Batman pizzas to our Instagram.
Actually, yeah, I would like you guys to send your best Batman pizzas to us.
Hashtag Batman Pizza Challenge.
We need a challenge.
Right?
There's our challenge. The B-Movies Beyond Batman Pizza.
Can you cut a better Batman pizza than Little Caesars? I want to know.
And if you can, you get a thumbs up and a like and a subscribe, just like you should do with us. But we're also done with that, too. So on to the next one.
Reviews.
Yay.
I don't know why we yell at each other like that.
Because we're excited. We got to hear what we each watched.
That is true. That is so true.
And sometimes Peter will just tell us what we watched.
And I love when Peter just reviews a movie for us.
It's very helpful
Evan,
for
you
me.
Evan, you watched Bad Candy, which I don't think I've seen, so I can't jump in.
No! My master plan has failed me.
Mine might work.
I know.
I'm sure Peter's watched Daredevil.
Well, anyway,
it's
been a
really long time.
Okay.
Well, I did watch Bad Candy. And, I mean, what's better to do in January besides hit your mic is watching a Halloween anthology.
Yeah, that's the perfect month to do that.
Isn't it?
Yeah, way better than October.
I know. It's like, oh, man, I was in the spirit of the season, which was really weird. But, I mean, this is just a Halloween anthology that follows a radio DJ telling scary stories in this little town.
Halloween, like the celebration.
Like the trick-or-treat.
Okay, but not the movie series. Like,
correct.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes, there was no Michael Myers trivia or anything like that.
Which would be hilarious if there was in the movie.
I would like that, actually.
Because you said DJ, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like some DJs do like trivia night.
See, now I'm like, oh my God, was there actual Halloween trivia in there? Like, did they be all like, oh, who was what was Michael Myers' mask?
Spock.
Nope, others guy.
King of the Hill.
Yes.
Okay.
Nicely done. But yeah, I gotta say, I have very mixed feelings about this movie. A lot, like, the special effects were great. The CGI was kind of bad. Like, it's like, hey, your heart was in the right place, but you didn't do the best at this. Mm-hmm. But the practical effects were awesome.
See, that, I appreciate practical effects better than... Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, even on, like, the pictures, if you look this up, the vampire is amazing.
Oh, there's vampires.
But this... Like, a lot of the stories weren't really fleshed out. And that was kind of disappointing. And then certain stories are like, okay, you know, the people just kind of fell in love with that story, but it really didn't pan out as well as they thought it would. And there was just like, I want to know more about this. Why are they doing this? It led to a lot of questions.
I have a lot of questions.
Please feel free to ask.
My first question is, We reviewed the trailer on this, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We were excited for the trailer.
And, okay.
And this did have some good stories, but then other stuff was very confusing.
Is this short stories?
Yes.
Anthology.
Yep.
Putting it all together.
See, it's okay.
It's like All Hallows Eve. Where'd Peter go?
I don't know. Ooh, he's going to scare us.
Hopefully.
But yeah, this was very exciting. And I liked a lot of the stories, but then they just didn't explain enough. It's like, oh, they had such a good concept, but I just felt like they didn't go about the right way of bringing it across. But I mean, yeah, this is a fun watch.
Wait, did you watch this because it was literally 3:45?
No. Are you doing math again?
Kinda.
I'm proud of you.
Me good too. Okay, so it was a fun watch.
Yeah, no, I saw this. This was on Amazon Prime, and I'm like, hey, yeah, I'll watch this.
Is this the same Corey Taylor that is the lead singer of Slipknot?
I have no idea.
It says Corey Taylor was Chili Billy.
That is the radio DJ.
Corey,
so maybe?
Corey Taylor is the lead singer of Slipknot and Stone Sour.
The more you know.
Oh, shit.
Now, if this is true, I'm very impressed, sir.
Why would you be impressed?
Because that's just some random knowledge you're dropping.
Yeah, well, I thought you would know that.
Nope.
But let's see, we got Zach Galligan. I was reading Zach Galifianakis, but... Oh, he was in freaking Gremlins?
Yeah.
Dude, was apparently he the main dude in Gremlins? He is.
Yes.
Wait, is he?
Yeah.
Yes.
What? I don't believe you.
I didn't know this, Evan?
No, I didn't know this. God. Yeah, I actually watched the movie.
I met this guy.
I don't do trivia. Sorry.
I met this guy at a con once.
The Gremlin guy?
Yeah.
How come you never told me this?
I felt so kind. What?
How come you never told me this?
I don't know. I got him to sign a pop. What are those things called? The little figures pop something?
Poke figures.
I think, yeah, pop. Yeah,
okay, poke figures.
Chibis.
Chibis.
Whatever. I had him sign one and I gave it to Aaron as a present.
Oh, very nice. That guy.
I felt really bad though because, like, dude, there was like no one there and I think he did it for free.
Yes. Like,
poor guy, but I mean, he'll live on forever because he did Gremlins and Gremlins 2, A New Batch. So,
dude, he has a list of movies apparently, but
yeah, this one is good ones. It definitely has good stories, but some of them you want more, some of them you want less. But yeah, it's maybe throw it in, maybe not. I will say it was fun.
How many funs? That's your shirt. It was fun, but...
Yes.
Here's the... Here we go.
And it only has a 3.9 on IMDb.
That's good. That is...
It's a 40%, which is surprising.
That is, it was fun. Dot, dot, dot. But that's 3.9 stars right there.
I like that.
Yeah.
I accept this.
Where'd you watch it, Evan?
My basement, because it was scary.
And he's also said Amazon Prime.
Yes. If you were here.
Sorry.
Mister, hey, I just got to go.
Yeah, mister, I got to go to get COVID somewhere.
Hey, eat it. You didn't want me to talk during your review.
So you just leave?
I'd take a piss. I took a piss. Problem solved.
Wow. When have I ever yelled at you for talking during my reviews? Don't answer that.
Yeah, don't answer that.
Because it's still during my review. Ha, huh, see what I did there?
Were there any references to Gremlins?
No, not that I was aware of.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Yeah. And see, this is the hard part, is it was so mixed. Some stuff they did really well, and then some stuff they did poorly. Like, and that applies for CGI and then even practical stuff. So it was very mixed bag. Like, sometimes it was very sci-fi like, other times it was not sci-fi like.
Was it like All Hallows Eve, where it was kind of scary that way?
This really wasn't scary.
Okay. It was kind of campy.
Yeah, campy. I mean, no big jump scares or anything.
This guy, the main guy who was in Gremlins, he just kind of looks creepy when he got older. He, like, has a stare. Sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. It's your opinion.
Yeah. Sorry. I mean, that's kind of creepy to me. I mean,
maybe he just needs a new headshot.
He looked fine in Gremlins. Like, he looked like...
Is it the goatee?
It's his eyes are weird.
Okay. So, well, since you're being more judgmental, do you want to go next with your movie?
I think I'm next anyway. I watch someone who can't see with his eyes.
What?
Like that transition?
I did.
That was a segue.
Very nice.
Yeah. I watched the... Fuck, this movie sucked. It was the Ben Affleck... Yes, I said Ben Affleck. And Jennifer Gardner... And Colin Farrell, and what's his name?
Happy.
John Favreau.
Don't forget Coolio.
John Favreau's in this. Okay.
I thought you were trying to think of like Duncan Clark or whatever.
Michael
his name
Clark
was.
Duncan.
I was listing like the.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he was good in this movie. Everybody else, I was listing everybody else who sucked. Anyway, Daredevil. I watched the 2003 American superhero film Daredevil, written and directed by Mark Steven Johnson. He also made such amazing movies such as Daredevil and Ghost Rider.
Mm.
And Simon Birch.
Oh, interesting. Okay, that's a weird grab bag of movies. Like, they really don't go together.
Not at all. And then he started making those shitty movies like Netflix put together, like Love Guaranteed and like When in Rome and blah, blah, blah. Oh, he was a writer of Christopher.
Hey, don't knock When in Rome.
Yeah. Let me rephrase that.
Thank you.
When he started making all those shitty Netflix movies.
I fell for it.
I know. But he's from Greenland, so like, give him a little credit. Anyway, I watched Daredevil, and this was the first time you saw Daredevil on the big screen, and probably the only time, because the other one, he's on a little screen. Oh, no, he was in Spider-Man. Sorry. This movie sucked. The action scenes were terrible. Ben Affleck does not play a good blind guy. They just couldn't clip things together to make the fight scenes seem believable.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like this director watched Batman Forever and Batman and Robin. He's like, yeah, I could do that with a blind guy wearing a leather red suit.
I mean, Quentin Tarantino basically did the same thing. So, that's how he got started is directing. He just watched a shit ton of movies. Then he's like, I could do that.
Is that how you do it?
Sometimes, yeah.
I guess that's how it works, yeah. Because there's Daredevil. That's how this movie came about.
See?
He went to the producers like, hey, guys, I could do this.
Give me money.
Is it really that bad, though? I mean, seriously.
I've never tried to see this.
Dude,
so.
I would say yes, and the reason is, in 2003, we were getting such classics, like, we were getting the third Blade movie.
classics.
I think the only reason it's considered a classic is because it was so long ago.
I know. Well,
I was just reading. Sorry, this is about Blade Trinity, but I was reading articles about this and how Wesley Snipes like refused to like even be like in it. Like all he did was close ups. The rest of the movie is filmed with his double.
Yeah.
Like, he was hardly ever on set. Like, it cracks me up.
Patton Oswalt has a whole, like, breakdown in how shitty Wesley Snipes was on set.
Oh, yeah. I think that's one of his comedy bits.
Yeah. Yeah. So, this movie came out during that time. I think that was a writer's strike, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
It was a long time ago.
It was a long time. You were just graduating from high school.
I was already graduating from high school.
I just graduated.
Peter was just graduating from high school. Well, actually,
I remember going to the movie theater and watching this.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, this came out on Valentine's Day. Who was your Valentine, Peter? Was it Aaron. Your wife?
Aaron. No, Aaron. It was Aaron.
Yeah, according to your yearbook. Anyway, okay, this hit everything Daredevil was. You know, he's a blind lawyer. He's standing up for Coolio because Coolio's seriously in this. He's trying to help him win this case, a murder case, and prove Coolio innocent. Coolio. Okay.
Cool.
Peter is not amused.
And then, let's see, who was the other fucking dude that was in this?
Favreau?
Nah, he was in there.
Colin Farrell.
Cypher from The Matrix.
Yeah, Cypher from The Matrix.
Cypher from The Matrix is in it.
Guy from The Goonies.
I just remember that we had this debate before that I was like, John Favreau's not in Daredevil. He sent me a picture of it.
Yeah, dude.
And I still don't believe you.
He is. He is. I saw it in live action.
Yeah. Evan walked in. I was like, happy. Look, there's John Favreau. That's
happy was Froggy.
Happy was Froggy.
Oh, he was Froggy.
Yep.
Oh, man.
And that's just when John Favreau made this movie great because he was John Favreau. He was always the buddy. He's good at being someone's buddy. He's good at being Tony Stark's buddy. He's good at Peter Parker's buddy. He's good in, was it Swingers he was in?
Swingers?
Yeah, he was the buddy. Mate. Like, he's the buddy. He's my buddy. The Mandalorian. He's Mando's buddy. See?
Yes.
He's the buddy.
This is perfect.
Yeah, so if you want to watch...
He's really good at being the buddy.
If you want to watch a good buddy movie, John Favreau's in this one. But other than that, this movie sucks. Fight scenes are terrible. Colin Farrell says three things, and he has a bullseye imprinted on his head. And nobody explains why that's on there. He's just cruising around town, just spitting toothpicks in people's necks, and he has a bullseye on his head, and everybody's like, oh, that's totally normal.
He's fucking bullseye.
They let him through airport security.
He's bullseye. Yeah, why would you stop him?
Because he's bullseye. You said it yourself. he's just walking around like, I'm a villain. I can never miss. If he walked through the airport with a bullseye bald head like that, he would be in TSA right now. In handcuffs.
You're saying like TSA people, they're just like anyone that has something on their forehead, they're like, oh, you need to get a cavity search.
I didn't say that, but you bring up a good point, Peter.
I think he's just saying it's pretty easy to spot a supervillain.
Yeah.
Especially with one with a marking on their forehead.
Yeah, but he's not really the main villain, right? It's Kingpin.
No, he's like the Mandarin of this movie.
Yeah.
Ah, he's the fake out.
The fake villain.
The fake out. Yeah. Yep. He's a fake out. He gets, you know, he's a fake out. The main villain is Kingpin, which is Michael Clark Duncan, and he's amazing in this movie. If he was still alive today, I think they should still use him as Kingpin.
Over the other guy?
Ooh. What's his name? John Favreau?
Vincent.
No. Vincent.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
The evil John Favreau. Vincent D'Onofrio.
That would be a great fight. Vincent D'Onofrio versus John Favreau.
Yeah. Happy versus Kingpin.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
is there no, like, I mean, seriously, is there like no redeeming qualities? Because like I'm trying to remember this film, and I'll be honest, like, it's so vague. It's so far from, you know, it's been a long time since I watched this. I remember it not being very good, but at the same time, I'm like, can it really be not that good?
Yes.
Like, yeah. As bad as you're saying.
It has a really bad soundtrack.
You got to watch it, though. You got to suffer through.
Yeah.
Fight the fight.
Ben Affleck, like, that's why Ben Affleck took forever to be another superhero. Because he was dirty.
Yeah,
because
he didn't like that. Yeah. He didn't like the backlash of it. Which, I mean, I gotta say, I feel like I thought he was a good Daredevil. I liked the Daredevil suit, but that's all I remember.
I was just surprised it had Coolio in it.
Yeah, that was a fun little find.
And Cypher. What's his real name? Joe Pantoliano?
Oh, yeah.
How do you say that dude's name?
Also, by the way, the Pantalones. Writer's strike was in two... The writer's strike was from 2007 to 2008, so this movie has no reason to suck that bad.
They just didn't know how to do superhero movies back then.
It was like 2 hours and 10 minutes. It was a really short movie.
Only 2 hours and 10 minutes?
Yeah, dude.
My God, what a snooze. I need 4 hours.
I need 6 45s. This was only 2 45s.
Oh.
And there was more characters than each one. Foggy could have had a 45. Elektra could have had a 45. Daredevil could have had 2 45s.
Well, I'm trying to
Well,
remember.
That's why they gave Elektra her own movie.
They gave her her own 45.
45.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was trying to remember, if it was a prequel or a sequel to this. Because they're like, oh, nope, no more Daredevil, but hey, we can sell Jennifer Garner.
Which, the Elektra in the series is way better. Anyway, long story boring. If you want to go down a rabbit hole of crappy comic book movies before they got good, go ahead and watch Daredevil.
Good old 2003.
Is it streaming anywhere, or do we have to like pay for that shit?
Unfortunately, you have to pay for it.
Do it.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean...
Oh, that's a way to punish your kids.
Hey, kids.
You have to watch this. You're in trouble.
Oh, yeah. You want to watch kids? Spider-Man? No, you got to watch Daredevil.
I don't think kids know any better, man. It's the same thing with, like, Star Wars. Like, they love the prequels.
Hey, shots fired, sir. Shots fired. Don't be mad at me because I'm young at heart.
Dude, the prequels sucked.
They had some great lightsaber fighting. And I did love Natalie Portman and Keira Knightley in those.
Keira Knightley was in like 10 seconds.
Exactly. And I confused her for Natalie Portman. Great.
My favorite was...
Still do.
I do.
But I don't know why I watched Daredevil. You know why? Because I was trying to watch a Nick Cage movie and I was like, I'm going to do Ghost Rider. But I remember I did Ghost Rider 1 and 2 in one episode, right? Or one and two episodes.
You definitely did the first one. The second one I thought was actually really cool.
The second one was a great movie. It also wasn't directed by this director.
I always just liked to do a mix and mash of Drive Angry and Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Like, I would love Topher Grace to do a supercut of that.
That'd be cool.
It would work.
Is it my turn now?
Mm. Yes, it is.
Yes.
The time we've finally all been waiting for. Go.
I know.
Oh, great.
I watched the B movie. I didn't go beyond this time.
What?
Literally a B movie. The Brain. Take out the it's Brain.
Oh, I was like, Jerry Seinfeld is not a B movie.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, when I Google search watched... The Brain, a brain shows up.
Nice.
Yeah, that makes sense.
movie.
This is from 1988. It's a horror sci-fi film.
Oh, this looks
that I felt it's a mixture of things. Like I don't know if they really knew what they were trying to do here. It was weird. But I gotta say, man, like the practical effects of this giant brain was hilarious, and it made me like the movie. I also like the tagline, mind over matter. That's funny.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. But there's no reason behind this movie at all. Like, I don't know what happened at all, but here's what IMDb says. It says, with the help of an alien organism, which you have no idea how I got there at all. That's the brain, by the way, is the alien organism. A man brainwashes audiences through television. So it has this kind of this theme of like television is bad for you, but watch fucking movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a troubled high school student is determined to stop them, which is just it's so odd. And it starts off with this brain and this, like, you know, hypnotizing people, and it starts off with this hypnotizing, like, someone, this chick, this girl, this teenager killing, like, her mom, and, like, it seems like it's something else is going on, and she ends up killing her mom, and then she jumps out the window. Like, okay, kind of interesting, very low budget, like, but I'm following it, I'm on board. And then you bring in the next character, the main dude, which, I mean, I don't recognize any of these people from this movie, so I'm not going to even mention their name. And Jim. Jim comes on, and they're like, oh, man, you're so bad in school. You're doing all these pranks and shit. You need to go get therapy. And they send him to, like, this special place, PRI, Psychological Research Institute or something, to, you know, try to fix his mental stability so he's not such a bad kid. And then the first thing he starts to imagine is naked women, which is awesome, right?
Boobs. Of course.
Evan.
I'm boobs. Here. What?
Yeah. Yeah. I got know.
Distracted with my imagination.
So that part, I was like, oh, hey, this might not be that bad. And then the giant brain eats the fucking lady that has the tits out. And my favorite part is the guy's like, oh, man, that's food for thought. Get it? Yes. Literally the best scene. And his brain just keeps getting bigger. Oh, because
it's for a brain.
No.
It's food for
Yes, the brain ate it. Which, oh, dude. They just, like, cut this brain, like, in half to, like, make it so that this girl could just, like, could climb through the brain to be eaten. And then, for whatever reason, like, after the brain eats the chick, it decides, oh, yeah, it needs to have a face. And this brain looked like a giant turd the whole time. So if you really like movies watching a giant turd chase around kids and try to eat them, it's your movie. It's hilarious.
Can you quote that?
Huh?
Can you quote that? That should be a t-shirt. If
Write it down, Ryan. Write it down. But like I said, like, there's just no reason. I don't know where this brain came from. I don't know how it got its superpowers and everything. Like, they don't explain any of this shit. It just happens. And it's this weird mixture of, like, these kids having hallucinations. So it reminded me of, like, Friday the 13th or a Nightmare on I don't know why I get this confused all
Nightmare
time.
On
a
Friday
Nightmare on Elm Street. Yes, a Nightmare on Friday the 13th. And it was going down that road, and all of a sudden, like, nah, we're done being that. We need to pivot and be more like a brainwashing thing where it's taking people and they're brainwashed and they're just killing other people. It's just, oh, man, it's ridiculous. I mean, this is a B-movie full on. You know, it's just taking a whole bunch of stupid ideas from other movies and, like, hey, let's just mesh this all together and have some fun with it, which they absolutely did. Heads get chopped off. People get cut in half by a chainsaw. I mean, this movie has it all. It's crazy. And do you remember those classic scenes where the, you know, kids are putting shit into toilets and the toilets, like, all the water explodes out of it?
Cherry bombs.
Mm-hmm.
None. Is that a real thing, though?
Yeah.
Dude. Like, would that really happen?
People would light a cherry bomb, flush it down the toilet, and it would burst pipes.
And that would cause, like just water comes, like shooting out of a toilet?
I've never personally tried it, but I believe everything on the movies. So
I don't
know. So instead of cherry bombs, Evan, they did it was just sodium. And the very beginning of this film, like, this is why the kid is, like, a bad influence, basically, and why he needs to go to, like, you know, a psych ward, is that he has this plastic container that says, sodium will explode in water, and he flushes it on the toilet, and, all the toilets just go bursting with water, and water coming out of all the fucking faucets and everything. And obviously, it was like, this is such a weird thing. They're really making this prominent in this film. And, you know, I'm sure you can guess this is going to play a key role later on in the film. Sorry for those that didn't want this thing to be a little bit spoiled. but I just, the whole time I was like, is this true? Does this really happen? And apparently sodium does kind of explode, but
yeah, I'm just looking this up right now.
Yeah. I just don't know if you can really buy sodium this way to do it. It's so over the top, ridiculous, doesn't know what it wants to be. The whole plot is just goes nowhere, but it's a fun ride because it makes no sense. You got people cutting off heads. You got cops just being like, oh, that's normal. Let them go ahead and do that. Oh yeah, let's just let this guy kidnap this kid because he's a doctor or whatever. That's perfect normal. This is what I'm talking about with B movies, man, is that it just has to doesn't need to make any sense. They try really hard to be like, make a plot out of this, but it just doesn't work. And the final, ending is just like, okay, I guess they live happily ever after. It's everything you need in a B movie. It's on Amazon Prime if you want to take a look.
Is it free?
If you pay for Amazon Prime, yes. So
it's yearly free.
Yeah, yearly free if you do that. I think they have a monthly subscription too. But I think it's worth a watch for Amazon Prime, you know? I didn't fall asleep to it like I did to fucking Eternals, so there you go.
Whoa, so you're saying this is better than the Eternals?
I think so. Had more twists and turns than the Eternals, which had a lot.
Oh my god, my shoes are stuck.
Dude. Yeah, I know. I can't know. Get up. I stuck you to the ground with this amazing review. Dude, for the ridiculous practical effects of this big-ass brain, which... Again, I don't know why they thought it was so necessary. Like, they're actually making some cool shit with, like, this hallucinations where all these tentacles are coming out and, like, capturing people and, like, crazy, causing all this crazy shit. Oh, I just remembered there's a fucking hilarious scene where, like, you can imagine, you know, you're having a hallucination, right? And, like, what that looks like when you're not actually fighting tentacles. So there's a whole long, very long scene where the main character is just fighting off stuff and not fighting anything at all. And everyone's just watching him. Hilarious. Totally check that out for sure.
What made you decide to watch a B movie?
Maybe I don't know.
Podcast? You couldn't find any C movies to watch.
What is a C movie?
What do you love? Sea creatures.
Catwoman? You don't want to watch Catwoman, let me tell you that.
Oh, gosh, you guys beat me at my own joke. This is how you know I didn't do notes.
Yeah. The Brain, it is very entertaining. Definitely more fun if you're drinking or on some type of substance with other people.
You were stoned watching this?
No, I was totally sober, and I still enjoyed it, so there you go.
He was on COVID.
Yeah. I was on
COVID. Right. NyQuil. That's a good one.
I didn't even have to take, one day I had to take some Tylenol because I had, like, these really bad headaches, and that was it. The rest of the time, like, nothing. No issues at all, so... Fuck you, COVID.
Well, maybe COVID survivors should watch The Brain. Or COVID.
Yeah, maybe.
Everybody should.
People with COVID currently should watch The Brain.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, dude, this was yes. one of the movies that Mystery Science Theater did, like in the traveling tour, like a live show of it. So that tells you how good this movie is. So there you go.
So, Peter, I think you can't. So I think the sodium that you need to get is sodium nitrate. And from my understanding, I think you could buy it by the bucket size. Yeah. 10 oh, pound shit, bucket.
That's really going to make some big explosion, right?
Yeah, so $32.
Oh, shit, buy that, man. Let's test this out.
You want to blow up some toilets?
Yeah, we'll do it at the studio.
Yeah. shit.
Okay, so well.
That's the brain. It's ridiculous.
Very nice. Okay, well, I actually have a quick quiz for you guys.
Hmm.
I
don't know why I said that like that.
You're intrigued. Okay. I found a tagline for an older horror movie. Peter, I believe this will be right up your alley.
Okay.
Because it has to do with C.
The C.
Catwoman.
Nope.
Okay.
But you guys get three guesses.
Okay.
And the tagline is Full Scream Ahead.
Christine.
Nope.
Oh, shit.
Full Scream Ahead.
And yeah, and C is S-E-A.
Oh. Not like Killer Clowns from Outer Space. That's not a guess.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, was what?
Full Scream Ahead, and he means C as in S-E-A.
Yes, the ocean.
Oh!
It's a sea movie. Sea creatures, possibly.
Little Mermaid.
Ghost Ship. One.
No.
Is it not Ghost Ship?
It is not Ghost Ship. But that was close.
I have one more guess, don't I?
Yes, you have one more guess.
Sea. 80s, 90s, 2000s?
90s.
90s.
Jaws 4, The Revenge.
No.
Deep Blue Sea.
No.
Shit.
But I want to look up that tagline now.
Yeah. What year did you say it was?
Late 90s.
Oh, late 90s? Full Scream Ahead. Oh, man. I don't know.
All right. Do you give up?
Yeah.
Deep Rising.
I said that.
Deep Rising.
No, you didn't.
No way.
Dang it. I was trying to think of... I just... Yeah. I mean, with the C, especially after you said it was S-E-A. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
See, now, Ghost Ship, that one was actually Sea Evil.
Oh. Are ghosts evil?
Sometimes there can be good ghosts or friendly ones.
Not all of them.
Yeah, Kath.
Some of them want to blow you.
Wow. Why'd you go all sexual with that?
The deleted scene for Ghostbusters.
That wasn't deleted.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was, but it was longer, though, apparently.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm proud of you for that one.
Yeah. All right, let's get into recommendations.
Yes! Yes! Oh! 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 Oh, God. Oh. I'll have what she's having.
I did that with quickness.
That was very good.
Did you apologize?
Nice job.
I just walked away with my shoes in my hands.
So my wife hates that. She's like... I can't, one of the reasons why she says she doesn't listen to the podcast, like, I can't listen to that. That goes on and people are listening. I'm like, yeah, people love it.
Yeah. It's a movie.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. So, who listens to podcasts out loud? I listen to them by myself.
She listens to them on her car. She listens on her car.
Yeah. In her car. What is she in the drive-through lane? Yeah. In and out? Like,
in her car with the kids, and that's not appropriate for kids.
Don't tell her about More Human Than Human.
Yeah.
Okay.
I always try to play that. Anyway, sorry. No, I'm not.
But speaking of my wife, Ryan, I got to thank you because she was bored at work. She caught up on all her one podcast that she listens to. Mm-hmm. And she listened to our episode where you reviewed From Dusk Till Dawn. And she's like, I think I might want to watch that. I was like, are you serious? She's like, yeah, for whatever reason, how Ryan reviewed it, I want to watch. She's like, I don't know if you do.
It's true.
I showed her the trailer and she's like, huh, I don't know. And then I was just like, the other night we're bored, you know, we're stuck in quarantine. It's like, we're going to watch this. And so she watched it. And, you know, when you ask her like how she likes it or not, she's like, I watched all of it, but I don't think I'd watch it ever again. So,
you know, I said that the same thing back in the day, but however, I still continue to watch it.
You get drawn to it. Mostly because that Selma Hayek part, but
that goes away so quick.
And here's the thing. I it's been a while since I watched it, and I forgot. It's almost like two different movies. Like, there's a whole... The first half is all about,
family.
George Clooney. Yeah, family. And George Clooney and his family, his brother, fighting Quentin Tarantino, which is... I forgot how unsettling his character was. Mm-hmm. She really did not like him. Yeah. And she was very happy once he was gone. And then it turns in like halfway through, it just turns into this fucking massacre of a vampire film, that's the part I remember. And I totally forgot the first half of this film. And I was like, wow, this is disturbing.
See, that's the thing. Like, I'm the opposite. When I watch that movie, I remember this whole like beginning story of these two murderous brothers that are trying to smuggle money, like Desperado. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I get where he's going with this. And then, boom, striptease, vampires, crucifixions, holy water.
I just remember condom water balloons.
Condom water balloons.
That's what I remember from this. We're all on different levels here.
Those are the next words out of my mouth was condom water balloons.
Things that we remember, but like I said, I gotta thank you because she watched it because of your review.
I don't know
if she'll ever trust you again, but there we go.
His review was entirely about him tricking his dad into watching it.
She got
tricked too.
You're not wrong. That's exactly what it was about.
That's what she likes. She doesn't like actually hearing the reviews. She likes to hear about our real lives and what we do. So anytime we're not talking about movies, she loves the podcast.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I feel her on that. I love the podcast when we're not talking about movies.
Totally defeats the purpose, but
we're on the same page, me and your wife.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so funny, Evan. You're so right. That was the whole point of me doing that review, was to trick my dad to watch it.
Seriously, like I was like, how does that build trust on wanting to watch a movie?
It generates some curiosity.
It does. Like, it does. You did well.
He watched that whole movie.
You have found your niche.
I've had a lot of people. That's how I get people to listen to this podcast. Oh, all right. Well, you're welcome. So next time, just shoot me another message and I'll do another trick review.
Yeah, you'll trick someone else into watching it. Watching someone else. What else do you guys got?
What have I been watching? I have been.
I mean, I got to do it because I can't think of anything else but Peacemaker.
Oh, you stole mine.
You weren't even thinking about it. But yes, watch it. It's beautiful.
I have that song stuck in my head still, 3 weeks later.
Because you kept playing it today.
No.
You played it like on loop for a while when you were messing with Peter.
But it's still stuck in my head.
I get it.
Have you
tried the dance yet?
Kinda.
Same here.
I'm going to agree with that.
Speaking of Peacemaker, I mean, I think my favorite news of the week was finding out that Alan Tudyk was kind of the stand-in for John Cena for that whole dance number for the opening credits of Peacemaker. because his wife did the choreography of it, which I did not know any of these things. And there's some like Steve AG,
how do
you pronounce that?
AG?
Yeah. He on his Twitter or Instagram, like, he has some like pictures of it, and it brings a big smile to my face just imagining him doing that dance number. So that's my favorite piece of news that came out this week.
Oh, that's incredible. That is a little tidbit. And I just looked it up and fact checked you, and you are completely correct.
Wow, you went past the headlines. Good job.
Well, the headline is Peacemaker opening dance had help from resident alien star Alan Tudyk.
Nice.
Yeah, we haven't had a chance to talk about this, but I would agree with Evan. And Peter, I'm glad we just kind of cyberbullied you into watching it as well.
Mm-hmm. It's worth it.
The series came out of nowhere, and everybody was just like, this is awesome. So I was, you know, in a couple weeks of disappointment of Book of Boba Fett, I was excited to watch something a little bit more adult and crude and to our generation.
Mm-hmm.
And Peacemaker's not even my favorite character in the show. My favorite character is Vigilante. Vigilante? Vigilante. I kind of church it up a little
bit.
You
should call him VJ?
Yeah, VJ. He's my favorite in this one.
Yeah.
And
he's good, but you know, here's the thing. When I watch this, like, it's so funny. Like, stuff that I hated in like the Suicide Squad, like, now that James Gunn has the series and it's a little bit more focused on, like, you know, one character, we have all these side characters as well. But I'm loving this, man. Like, something good really came out of the Suicide Squad. So
now I think this is Suicide Squad is what 345s came from, right? No, that was Eternals. Never mind.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I thought I did a really good call out, but I fucked it up apparently.
See, that would have worked if it was Suicide Squad, because it would get 345s, mm-hmm, because it did.
It did. Yes, it did.
I'd say the Suicide Squad had more 345s or better 345s than the Eternals. Like, if you go listen to Ryan's review of Eternals, I disagree with everything he said.
And if you go and go back and listen to my review, and I disagree with what I said as well.
We sucked. Just saying.
Dude, 2021, let's just agree, 2021 kind of sucked for Marvel. Movie-wise. TV-wise, awesome. Movie-wise, terrible.
So you don't count Spider-Man No Way Home as part of Marvel?
No, I count it as 2022 because it was so close to January.
Now you're just lying to yourself.
I know. I do this on my birthday every single time because, like, technically I should have been born in 85, but no, I was born in 86.
God, whippersnapper.
Everything besides Marvel MCU sucked all the way till December 15th.
Okay. I like Widow.
Black Widow was okay, but it didn't, like, none of the shit fit. Oh, Black Widow fit in the universe, goddammit. Shang-Chi and Eternals doesn't fit in the universe yet.
But Shang-Chi was pretty good.
It was okay. Aquafina sucks.
All right.
Anyway, Peacemaker is way better.
Yeah, this is a bitching moment, not recommendations.
Peacemaker was the best thing of 2022. If right. Betty White was still alive, she'd be in it.
I agree. Do you have anything different to recommend, Ryan, or just Peacemaker?
Go watch Book of Boba Fett. The last two episodes have been really good.
Nice.
Okay, so the last two episodes. Cool.
Dude, the first three were hard to chew on, but these last two are really good.
Nice.
You guys aren't even close to caught up, are you?
Dude, I haven't started it, man. Like, I was telling you off the air, Ryan, is that, I mean, there's nothing really, like, everything I hear is just bad, basically.
That's what I'm saying.
So, but I have heard that kind of the end is like, ooh, now it actually feels, like, better.
Yeah, the last two episodes help out.
They feel better?
They feel better. You get a little, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening. It was great to be recording again. Can't wait to be back in studio next week. And
with Batman pizza.
We'll catch everyone then. Yeah, with Batman pizza. I'm going to make my own fucking pizza. I'm taking the Batman pizza challenge. Hashtag it, guys. I want to see your fucking pizzas out there.
Whoa. Okay.
A little intense there, buddy. But I like your passion.
Close us out, Ryan.
All right. God damn it. Heaven just bobbles. Do we need to come up with our own dance scene like Peacemaker for the outro?
No.
That's what makes that beautiful.
It does.
But it's... Be sure to visit B-Movies Beyond Dark Club.